All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. So keep in mind, by the way, we're going to go into number one of the triple dipper, Bama Bidenomics, here in just a minute, because I've been hanging on to that. I've had the material sitting on my desk now for 4 days. 4 days! But, you know, it's one of those things where we've had 4 days of such jam-packed shows and people calling in and doing things that, you know, we love that. So no complaints. It just took me 4 days to get to the topic. We'll get to it here in a second. I got to tell you this, though, as we move forward, I just want you to know. So here we are, you know, broadcasting to a bigger audience than we've ever had. Love that. The folks at the Huntsville Market with WVNN, 770 AM, 92.5 FM up there out of Huntsville have covered a lot of ground with us, and we've grown the show because of the audience. I mean, it's us, you know, pouring our hearts and souls into doing this, but it's the audience that have made it happen. Well, then we see the opportunity to take it even further. And so now we're also on Crawford Media's WXJC 101.1 FM and WYDE 850 AM out of the Birmingham market, which has a huge signal. And what that basically means is between the two stations, we are now covering ground from probably Clanton to the Tennessee line and from Tuscaloosa over to Gadsden. And it's just cool. And I can't believe we have this opportunity. But all that to say, there's a whole lot going on with Right Side Radio. So if you are, by the way, just kind of curious about anything about us, about what we do, about what the mission of Right Side Radio is, because we are a standalone entity. We're not just, owned by the radio stations that we're on. We are a standalone entity. Well, you can go to our website, rightsideradio.org, find out all about who we are, what we do. And the other things you can find there, though, it's pretty crazy. So right now, Boomer is sitting over here at our studio board running the video streaming and the other aspects of the show. And it's just crazy to me that we're video streaming this thing. But we've also got that not only on the website, you can go there and see that, live video and podcasts. Did I mention podcasts? Podcast. So a podcast is, Boomer, I checked it, I was wrong, man. We're about to hit 64,000 downloads.
Oh, wow.
64,000. I don't know what a lot feels like, but that feels like a lot to me. So
that's a whole lot.
I'm just going to say. And you were looking at the stats yesterday. Was California still our second biggest audience?
California, Ohio.
Ohio.
And then I believe it was Tennessee.
Yeah, that's just fun. That's just cool. Doing ministry in foreign lands. So
that's right.
But yeah, that's all happening right there on the website, rightsideradio.org. On top of that, you've got other things on there like, you know, we publish a weekly op-ed. It gets published in several periodicals around the state. Those are on there. And then there's other stuff, too, like the Right Side Store. Oh, man, the Right Side Store. So if you want a coffee mug, a T-shirt, you want some Right Side socks, you want stickers, all that, just click on the Right Side Store. You can order it direct. And, yeah, big fun. Now, other things I got to tell you, though, as we are growing, my marketing folks are gonna like, just, you know, beat me over the stick with a head with a wet noodle here if I don't say this. We're hiring right now. So we are hiring. If you are one of those individuals who can look someone in the eye, shake their hand, you like to make your own hours, you want a good possibility to earn a very good living wage, then we're hiring right now. And all the details are on the front page of our website, rightsideradio.org. And doesn't matter, you know, where you live, if you want to work with this team, then yeah, contact what you see there on that drop-down list on the front page. It says Right Side Radio is hiring. Click on it. It drops down. It gives you all the details. And then contact our folks, and we'll go from there. Last thing I'll say is this. We have a ton of folks that listen to this show from all over the place. And, I mean, we're getting feedback from out of state, phone calls from out of state, emails from, you know, South Alabama, people that are way outside the AM, FM capabilities of all of our stations. That's because you can go and stream it online if you need to. So, yeah, just to check it out. Again, rightsideradio.org. No matter where you are in the big wide world, go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org, click on Listen Live, and like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. So there you go. All right, tons of stuff. Hey, I'm moving into number one of the triple dipper, though. Bama Bidenomics. So we're going to try and break this down to us, our level. What is happening in the world of Bidenflation? 9.1%. But, you know, Copper did a thing the other day that I thought was super significant. In one of her Copper's corners, she talked about finding your own personal inflation rate. I had never thought about this, but it's true. Because when they base the national level inflation on it, they have general indicators, the CPI, the Consumer Price Index. They look at certain things. Then you have the PPI, the Producer Price Index, the ones who make the goods that we buy. What are they going through? But what about, I don't know, what are we going to call it here? The HPI, the Household Price Index. I just made that up. But the Household Price Index, the things that you buy, because what you buy might be different than what your neighbor buys. It might be more significant to you in terms of overall inflation rates to find out what increases are going on in things that you're like, okay, hey, Boomer, grab the mic there, bud. So let me ask you this. You guys have some young chillins?
Yes, sir.
Little bits are what, 5 and 8 months, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. I know that sounded impressive that I knew that, but I also asked him right before he went on the air. But nonetheless, he does have great kids, and I've seen them, and they were wonderful. You guys, though, so with Little Bit, you guys are still buying diapers and formula, right?
Diapers and formula, yes, sir.
So what's that been like?
Well, it's very expensive, and the formula is really hard to find.
So y'all still in the hunt for formula? Like which one do y'all use? Can you, well?
Oh boy.
Never mind. Okay, which one does your wife buy?
No. When she tells me to buy it, I just go try to find it, and then I buy it.
Which is not always easy right now.
No, it's not. It's not easy at all. And then just the, like you were saying, the inflation for families on particular items that we buy, maybe not another person buys, but what we buy, yeah, the inflation's high in some of those things like diapers. And some families don't have to do that, which is great. I praise God that they don't have to do that right now.
But so you guys, though, are you seeing increases in prices in those things? Like, okay, buy diapers and formula again.
Yes, sir.
Besides being hard to find, prices are up?
Prices are up.
Mm-hmm. But the baby still poops just as much.
Just as much. Maybe even more. It just seems like, yeah, I have to change a diaper every 30 minutes.
In the Biden era, babies poop more. We don't know what's going on.
They're just mad.
Well, we laugh, but you know what? It's real stuff, man. And so you guys are facing your own personal inflation rate, I guess, is the kind of the way Copper put it. Or what I just coined a minute ago, your HPI, your household pricing index, it may be higher than somebody else's because of what you buy.
Right. I mean, just take those people that they have to drive really far to work.
Oh, yeah.
And then the commutes. Ones that don't have to, praise God for them. So
my mom lived in D.C. for a number of years. And I'll never forget one time she sold her townhouse and we were talking and she said, well, I sold the townhouse and I found another one. It's only a 45 minute commute to work. And I said, Mom, where I live ain't nothing 45 minutes away. But, you know, that was big doings in D.C. And then, you know, when I lived there and I worked at the Pentagon, I got it. I saw people who, it was crazy what they did to avoid having the big prices of driving. All right, we're going to talk about Bama Bidenomics here in a minute. I got inflation rates. I got the cost of living in Alabama. I got stuff. Y'all stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live from the Right Side Studios. Glad you are with us. Listen, I'm in number one of the Triple Dipper. Number one. I said I would get to it. I am getting to it. We got to get to it because we're going through it. It's Bama Bidenomics. So, yeah, it impacts everybody. We had a conversation, Boomer and I did here on the mic just a minute ago before we went to the break about, you know, what does it do to the individual? What's it like when you have the household price index, I guess, if you will? Right now, what we're looking at, though, on the national level, it's epic. We are looking at epic levels right now of inflation. So story off the National Review. Let me start with that. Story off the National Review, dated July 13th. That would be, what, last Wednesday, I believe? The Consumer Price Index increased by 9.1% in June from 1 year earlier, the steepest increase recorded in 41 years. 41 years. Now, that's some next level stuff right there. It was higher than what was being projected. I mean, the economists, it was bad enough. They were projecting 8.8. It came in at 9.1. So food prices, according to this study from National Review, the food prices nationally, when you break it all down, the CPI is the averaging, all right? But when you take things, break them down into categories, food prices, 10.4%. Wow. The cost of eating at home has increased to 12.2%. While the cost of eating meals outside the home went up 7.7%. So I guess what that tells me is what Charlene and I have been saying is it is cheaper to eat out sometimes. Not always, depends on what you get. But daggum. All right, meanwhile, energy prices, 7.5%. Oh, my goodness. Where were we? President Biden on Wednesday called the new inflation figures, quote, unacceptably high, but then he argued that they were out of date. What did that even mean? Does anybody know? I mean, I saw that, and no one knows what he meant by that. But those are out of date. Out of date. What, are they higher now? What are you saying? That was just last week, sir. And so, yeah, on Wednesday he said they're out of date. Wednesday's the day the numbers came out. I don't know what studies he's reading. I don't know what consumer price index he's looking at. But I'm just saying it's not good. One expert said the fundamentals of the economy are strong. Inflation is our problem. It's our top priority. So I think perhaps a transition to a more traditional growth level, but I don't think we should be talking ourselves into a recession. Went on to say, until we do get a handle on inflation, I think it's natural for a family to be feeling the pinch. So basically what she said was a whole lot of nothing. She talked in circles. She basically said, and this particular expert's name is Raimondo. Raimondo basically said, we don't want to be in recession, but we're kind of going into recession. So let's try to work ourselves out of recession because recession is not good. That's what she said. That's the sum total of it. Well, how is this working back home? Well, storyline here off of AL.com, written by Bill Thornton. Dated July 14th, which would be, I guess, last Thursday. As inflation hits a 40-year high, Alabama consumers struggle just to survive. That's a gloomy headline. But anyway, he chose one guy from Hueytown, a guy named Terry Smitherman in the article. And he says Terry Smitherman has a system for his expenses. If he's going to spend his money on anything, it goes in an envelope with a name written on the that's the Dave Ramsey system, right? The envelope system. That basically every envelope has a name. So he puts money in an envelope and labels it groceries. He puts money in an envelope, labels it trash pickup. He puts money in an envelope and even labels it midweek soft drink. You know, there's even one that he marks fun, which usually winds up being like a trip to Cracker Barrel on the weekend. But with inflation soaring, he says he only eats out once a week now. He was trying to save up money for a tattoo, and that kind of went out the door when the tree blew over in his yard and he had to have it removed. So this is the kind of thing that just the average Joe and Jane are going through right now here in Alabama. But he says on this, he goes, I try to do everything I do in one trip and not drive any more than I have to. He also went to budget billing through Alabama Power. You know, by the way, they'll do that. You can tell them you want to do budget billing, which allows them to sort of spread your average rate out. And you may have like a balloon payment at some point to try and make up some difference, but it allows you to become more predictable. If you don't do that, you might pay more in the summertime, but less in the winter because you're on gas heat. But this allows you to spread it out and reduce your payments, or potentially at least make your payments more predictable. He says where he once had three credit cards, he keeps one now. Nothing wrong with that all times, no matter what. He looked hard for a more economic cell phone plan. When it comes to food, he spends $80 to $100 a week looking for bargains everywhere he goes. And he says this, it feels like you have to cut down on the pleasantries of life just to survive. That's his quote. All right, I get it. I mean, it's not hard to imagine in the environment that we're in right now, because what's happened is the level of inflation is obviously not keeping up with wage growth. You have people who are taking home a decent living wage based upon where things were a year and a half to 2 years ago. But the rate of inflation has made things more expensive, which makes the dollars in their paycheck go less. And so it's like they've had a pay cut. Story here off of basedpolitics.com. Basedpolitics.com. Brad Palumbo wrote this. The headline is, here's how much the average worker has lost in wages from inflation under Biden. All right, you ready for this? It says, this week we got the astounding numbers, consumer prices rising 9.1% from June 21 to June of 22, inflation now at the highest level since 81, like I told you a moment ago. He says, new analysis from the Heritage Foundation put these figures in a tangible, everyday term. He reported that the average worker in America, because of inflation, has lost $3,400 in annual income. Wow. Think about it. If you had a job that was paying you, I don't know, let's take it back. Let's do this. I think last I checked, the median family income in Alabama is right at $52,000 a year. All right. So the median household income is $52,000 a year. So if $52,000 a year is the median household income, but yet the average worker has lost $3,400, while the average household, it says, the average household with two working parents has lost $6,800. So if you have a median household income in Alabama of $52,000 and you've lost $6,800 in annual buying power, it's as if the combined salaries of husband and wife who are trying to do all they can to pay the bills and not living large, just doing what they can to take care of the house, take care of the kids, take care of the mortgage. They are now sitting at what? 55.2. They went from, 45.2. They went from 52,000 to 40, maybe doing my math wrong. I could be wrong. Bottom line is they lost $6,800. Phil should not do math on the air in his head without finishing his coffee. But stop laughing at me, Boomer. But it's not a funny topic, though. I mean, it really isn't. That's what's happening with inflation right now. And it points out in this Based Politics article, it says the federal government, he points out inflation is rooted in policy choices. The federal government decided to print trillions of dollars out of thin air to stimulate the economy during COVID. But all it really did was make the dollars that were already in existence less valuable. What's more, it ran up trillions in budget deficits and flooded the system with wasteful stimulus spending that failed to produce the promises and the promised jobs, but did successfully stimulate inflation. Wow. Wow, wow. So how is this hitting in Alabama? Well, story off of AL Today, dated last Friday, July 15th. Headline, study, Alabama residents are feeling hard impact of inflation. So I will say this, apparently we're a little better off in Alabama than other states. And we do know that to some degree that Alabama has a much more affordable cost of living by comparison to other states. I mean, I see it all the time. As an attorney, I do a lot of real estate work. As an attorney, I have had more than one real estate closing or business transaction that involved people coming here from other states, especially California. That's fun. I mean, I love that one. Hey, why are you here? Well, let me tell you. I had one guy that said, one guy came and we did the closing. He purchased a $6.1 million estate property. And he did so and brought his whole business here. Like his employees were moving here, like 20 of them. And he said, I've got to get out of that state. They're taxing me into oblivion. All right. I know one person, a close friend, who was just texting me a little while ago, as a matter of fact. I asked her one time, why did y'all move here? She and her husband moved from San Diego. San Diego's beautiful, by the way. But I asked her, I said, why'd y'all move here? She said, two reasons, cost of living and freedom. Oh, wow. That says a lot. But anyway, the story on AL Today, dated July 15th. Alabama residents are feeling the crunch of inflation, according to a new report. A study by a group called Merchant Maverick reports that a new study was conducted pertaining to how states are handling inflation. Alabama ranked in the top 10, coming in at number 7. The study was called 10 U.S. States Where Inflation is Hitting Consumers the Hardest. It shows how inflation is affecting spending. It focused on things like consumer price index, regional price parity, in other words, how we compare with other states neighboring, state sales tax rates, median household income. Alabama earned a score of 52.3, but you have other places within the state that are doing worse. The study shows that areas like Barber County are feeling the most impact from inflation. A especially since that region has a median household income that is only 32%, you know, it's 32% lower than the state average. So we got an overall score of 52.3. Understand this. It doesn't mean that we're all enjoying inflation more than others. we ain't loving it, all right? Just bottom line is it sucks. 9.1% uninflation. But what does that say to your household pricing index? The things that you normally have to buy might be different than your neighbors. You might be experiencing a higher level of personal inflation because you're the one having to buy, like Boomer said, by having to buy the groceries. That include the diapers and the formula. All I'm saying is this: 9.1% uninflation. We're feeling it. I'm glad that we're feeling it in Alabama as opposed to California, but we're feeling it. And when you look at what it takes to have a median household income of roughly $52,000 a year in Alabama, but you recognize that nationally speaking, according to one study, a dual household income has experienced a $6,800 cut in pay, in a sense, because of the level of inflation. That is significant. That hurts. How much does it cost y'all to buy groceries? I don't know. The average family, I think, is going to wind up spending the equivalent of, you know, depending upon, you know, your level of buy, you're probably looking at $200 to $300 a week to every 2 weeks. So what we're saying is that pay cut is your grocery bill, in essence. That pay cut, if you took that, let's say it was $300, $200, let's say $200 a week, you're going to feed a family of four on $800 a month. $800 a month, you're looking at roughly $8,000, $8,000, $9,600 a year. $6,800 of that is went out the door. That's big doings. All right, tell you what, Kelsey, go ahead and take us to a break before I get too morose. We'll take the break. We'll come back and wrap this section up. I told you I'd get to it. I had real stats, real figures. But yeah, Bama's Bidenomics may not be as bad as California's Bidenomics, but I don't like it nonetheless. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Okay, listen, wrapping up the segment on Bama Bidenomics, let me tell you a couple things that I found interesting as I was going through the resourcing of this particular segment for the show. Like, for instance, hotair.com has this article. You know, I was familiar with the Consumer Price Index. I was not familiar with what Copper brought to my attention about the idea of developing your own personal inflation rate, which I just coined the phrase a minute ago, your household price index. But there's the other one. There's another one out there that I was less familiar with. It's called the PPI, the Producer Price Index. This is basically what it costs for the business to make the goods that you purchase. And then you have the fact that the businesses are experiencing the same levels of inflation, the same, you know, gaffes right now in the supply chain, the same inability to get the part that they need. Yet they also have to make the product, the widget, if you will, and then keep the widget priced in such a way that the people will buy it. And sometimes what's happening right now is the level of inflation being experienced by them and also having to try and raise wages to keep people satisfied so they'll continue to work. Well, all that adds up to where there are times when the producer price index is higher than the consumer price index because it costs them more to make the widget, but they have to price it at a level where it will still be purchased. It's a crapshoot sometimes, man. And so right now the literally storyline from last Thursday on hotair.com. Bidenflation pushes producer price index up to 11.3%. So whereas you and I as consumers are experiencing a 9.1% inflation rate on the national level, the producers on average right now, according to the producer price index put together by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, says they're at 11.3%. 11.3%. That's unreal. That's unadjusted. That's final demand prices. That's literally what it takes for them to put everything together to create the widgets that you and I buy. You and I experienced the 9.1. The producers, though, as a whole right now are experiencing the 11.3. Wow. Well, you can imagine some of the political fallout from this. I mean, the only thing I can figure out that could be possibly good about this is the economy tends to drive people to vote more than anything else. I'm going to hazard a guess that the next thing might be national security, like if there's a 9/11 situation looming or having just taken place. But right now, the economy is driving the train. I mean, the Democrats want badly for it to be things like, you know, abortion or equity, diversity, and inclusion, or some other, you know, mantra they sing on their leftist campfire soirees. But the reality is the economy, what you and I are experiencing as we reach for our wallet to pay for the next thing or fill up our tank for gas or whatever it takes. All I'm saying is this, the economy drives the train. And right now, Alabama Republicans, according to our friends at 1819 News, are saying that this 40-year high is because of the Democrat policies that have been put in place. Hard for them to argue out of it. Biden's doing all he can right now to say, well, it's Putin's war. No, it's not. I mean, that might have some impact. That's not why we're experiencing this because, you know, sir, the reality is we were at a 30% increase in the cost of fuel at the pump before Putin invaded. So how do you explain that? Latest economic report by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that rather than decelerating, the prices actually rose at an increasing rate of another 1.3% in June to the average adjusted inflation rate of 9.1%. I've confirmed that with you. Republican members of the Alabama congressional delegation, Senator Tommy Tuberville, Congressman Mike Rogers, they blamed President Joe Biden's economic policies. Rogers said, inflation under Biden is now up 9.1%, the highest in four decades. As America suffers and inflation continues to rise, President Biden continues to do nothing. Under Biden, American families are paying more than just to cover up necessities. This has to stop. Tuberville came back and said very similar, paying more than $460 more per month in groceries, he says. I'm just telling you, folks, Bama Bidenomics, it's real. All right, coming up next, my buddy Jeff Poor. We're going to switch to number two on the Triple Dipper, High Times and Cash Crops. What's happening with marijuana in Alabama? We'll talk about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.